Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
April is Occupational Therapy Month, and we are really excited to celebrate that here at HRMC. We have a great occupational therapy team and program. And today on the Well One Connection podcast, I am visiting with OTA, Nicole Kelsey. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so first, just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us about who you are.
Well, I'm Nicole Kelsey. I live over by Wessington. I work here at the hospital doing occupational therapy assisting, and we can work with patients of all ages, diagnosis, your occupation of living and taking care of yourself and all the things that you need to do from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. If it has to do with a cognitive or a neurological or a physical injury of your hand or something, those are all the things that we will help you with in occupational therapy. We want to help you succeed on your daily life tasks and taking care of yourself every day. That's the occupation that we focus on.
Sure. Yes, that makes sense. So we are actually in your patient care unit right now chatting, and we're surrounded by a kitchen setup, kind of a kitchen table, a bed, things you do every day that you need to do to take care of yourself, yes. Right? So what type of, maybe you're working with someone who's had an injury and they're in here, maybe it's a hand injury. What would you go through with them to try to get them back to their normal everyday life?
Everything that you work on is something that we want to focus on. That's your goals of your life. That's your occupation, to take care of yourself. So we want to make sure that you can hold on to your toothbrush and brush your teeth and wash your face in the morning, and that you can get dressed and you have that coordination or that strength, that ability to button and zip your clothing when you get dressed, that you can go to the kitchen and open that cupboard. It's not just about walking there. Can you actually reach and grab onto that handle? Can you reach and grab those items there? Do those items work for you and your injury? Are you able to hold on to that cup, hold on to that plate? Same with utensils, all the things. Can you get in and out of your microwave? Do we need to adapt those things?
Yeah. So some of the things that you work on are with obviously the person, but there's a lot of education too, right? So modifications and things that we can use in our daily lives that might be a little bit different, that are easier for us depending on what type of injury or disability we're facing.
We can help you modify, like I touched on the kitchen a little bit, we help people modify getting in and out of bed. We help people modify their bathrooms. Bathrooms seem to be a scary thing for a lot of people with any sort of disability, injury, anything. So bathrooms are something that we hugely help to modify. So if it's adding a grab bar and helping you decide what's the proper and best place for that grab bar placement in your shower or by your toilet, or even by your counter to help you stand a little better when you're grooming and doing all your tasks every day.
I think we think about the physical aspect and being here and working on our body movements and the things that we can do to modify, but we're also modifying our environment a little bit too,
right?
In occupational therapy.
Yep, we can. In the bathroom especially, there's so many adaptations between shower chairs, benches, I touched on grab bars, toilet risers.
Yeah, some things even that you've mentioned to me, it's just maybe a different handle on a cup, right? We can make our environment a little bit easier for us to manage as well. You provide a lot of great services here. You provide outpatient treatment, so people come here and see you, right, and go
yes.
home. It's not something where people are always just here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also help assess in our inpatient units if needed as well, correct?
Yeah.
And typically, how would I get into occupational therapy? Is it a referral from another doctor that has noticed that I need that?
Yep. It's generally always a referral. Generally, it comes from a conversation that you had with your doctor that a certain something is difficult or you feel weak and it's hard to get through all your daily tasks at home. You do need a doctor's referral to come to occupational therapy, and then our occupational therapists will assess you here and test all your strengths, your deficits, what we need to focus on to get you stronger and more successful in the things that you want to do in your life.
Yeah, so it's probably a lot of talking to the person to find out what they do and
yeah.
what's important to them.
Exactly.
So, Nicole, you are an occupational therapy assistant, and you mentioned occupational therapist. They are two different roles. And so one of the things we wanted to chat with you about today is what is an OTA. So first, because it is such a specific and very cool career and way of helping people, what got you interested? What made you decide that you were interested in OT?
So when I was in high school, I was a certified nursing assistant at a nursing home, and I generally worked evenings, nights, and weekends. So I didn't see a lot of the therapy staff. Well, then the summer before my senior year of high school, I was working a lot of day shifts with all the therapy staffs, and I got to see what they were doing. And I got asked to help in the restorative therapy, where the nursing staff follows through with what the therapist had assigned with that patient just to continue their gains so they don't have any losses. And I really enjoyed working in that restorative area. And I got to know the therapist really well. And during those day shifts, I got to see the occupational and the physical therapist working with these patients. And you got to see the gains that they made. And I just thought OT was such an interesting therapy profession. I knew about PT, physical strength, agility, all those types of things. But I thought OT was very interesting, helping somebody get dressed and help feed themselves, or all those little things that we take for granted to take care of ourselves every day. I thought it was a very interesting choice, and it just really intrigued me to help somebody in a different way. Take it for granted that we can go to the bathroom by ourselves and we can feed ourselves. And so learning those different adaptations and seeing people succeed with their help was just very intriguing. And I thought it was an exciting career to follow.
Excellent. You got to go to school here in South Dakota.
Yeah.
So there is the ability to go to OTA school in South Dakota. Where did you go to school?
So I decided to go to occupational therapy assisting school at Lake Area Tech in Watertown. And it was close to home, so it was a convenient comfort for me. And I felt like it was a good starting point for an occupational therapy assistant versus the therapist, mainly because I didn't know everything about OT at the time. Felt like I still wanted to learn, and it was an intriguing career choice for me. I loved that the occupational therapy assistant at Lake Area was close to home, a comfort level. I only had a couple years committed to see if I really enjoyed that career, and I just loved it. Every minute, all my field works, all the things just jumped right in. And
I love that. And so one of the things that I think sometimes when we hear assistant, what does the assistant do if there's a therapist? You mentioned that the therapist evaluates the patient and writes the plan and does all of those measurements. But when that plan and goal is set forth, then what do you do when you see a patient?
So you come in for your initial eval with your occupational therapist, and they will talk about all the things that you want to do in a day, all your goals. They will set up your personalized plan of care with your goals, and then you will eventually come see me in your next treatment sessions, and we will work through each and every day of what is important to you and how we are going to achieve each and every one of those goals through various activities, exercises, what we're going to trial and error to help you succeed on those
great
things, so to take care of yourself.
You're able to see those successes and manage with those patients and help those patients through
that,
just like you would in many other healthcare professions.
Right.
So if there are students, maybe like you were when you were working in a nursing home as a high schooler, that are interested, but they're not totally sure what a career in occupational therapy might be like, we do offer shadowing opportunities here at HRMC. You or any of the therapists in this department or really in the hospital would be willing to shadow. So have you had shadow students in your department before?
We have. Yes, we have. We don't get a lot, it doesn't seem. I think it's also one of those occupations that not a lot of people know what occupational therapy is. So it's not something that senior in high school first thinks of. So yeah, we are definitely open to any kids, college, high school, anything coming in to shadow and ask all the questions so you know more about OT.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people want to do that, they can contact Teresa Happett here at HRMC. She's our healthcare career workforce developer. So she sets it up, and then she just finds a time for you to do it, which is awesome. I love that they can come and do that. So last question here, because I think that students might be interested, and it's such a cool thing that you guys are doing to help people regain those things in their life that they absolutely need to do. So what's the most fulfilling thing for you in your job? Like, what just fills you up?
Once we have a patient on caseload, we get to know them so much. We get to see them multiple times a week, and that always will change. Every patient's different how often we see them, but we get to really know them, and we get to see and watch them succeed in all these things and make those gains and become the most independent that they are able to. So literally just watching them change and grow and be able to achieve their goals that they wanted in probably a way that they didn't expect is so fulfilling.
Nicole, thanks so much for sharing information about your career and about occupational therapy here at HRMC. We appreciate you, and happy OT month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.